I feel pretty good, man. Like I said, it's going to get better, you know. Day by day, week by week, we all getting better. And, you know, we all just trying to move ahead and take one game at a time.
The approach you took in the last game against San Diego, it seemed completely different than what you're doing against Indianapolis in terms of attacking the hole and just, you know, going for it. Did you feel the same way, and why do you feel that way?
Well, I felt the same, you know, going into the game. Of course, I got to play a little bit more last game. I mean, but, you know, it's a working process, man. I try to be much better in my game every week and try to emphasize more plays and, you know, just getting everything down packed, you know, if I can know what I'm doing out there, if I can be 100%, you know, far as, you know, hitting the hole hard or running fast and, you know, getting to my right assignments.
It looks like teams are running on the Ravens more than the first time you guys played them. What do you see with the injuries they've had to deal with?
You know, from the injury reports, you know, the team have been, you know, running a little bit more on the Ravens. I mean, but, you know, I can never, you know, judge it by another team. You know, you never can judge by another team until you're out there with them because, you know, Baltimore always keep a real good defense. And that's one thing they always been known for, to have a good defense. And, you know, I'm sure, you know, Ray Lewis is coaching them up, you know, right now. And, you know, he's going to have them prepared for us. And so we got to do anything, you know, and get anything that they take us.
What do you remember about your first meeting with them?
Oh, you know, it was a fast defense, and their defense play together. And one thing I know about them, they don't get down, and they're going to try to do anything to hit you in your mouth.
What about, talk about third and one, those short yardage situations. What can you guys do better?
I think we need to just execute more and make sure that we all on the same page. You know, we do make mistakes. We all human. I mean, but we can't do that. We get on third and one, we got to, you know, and we got to compete, you know, and we got to, you know, move forward as far as making plays. We got to take one play at a time. We can't look forward. You know, we can't look ahead. Got to make sure we make that down and, you know, get our pass down and make sure we move in the power.
Hey, Trent, do you ever vocalize that you want the ball? Do you ever come to the sideline and say?
Oh, yeah. I do that. I do that a lot. And I tell Coach, I need the ball. Coach, I need to get the ball in my hand. I'm feeling hot and coaching. Oh, you want the ball? And he tell me I'm good. Yeah. Next play, I got the ball. And I'm always, I'm out there doing something, you know, trying to get the first down or something.
So we'd be okay with you then? Sorry, Mike. If the game plan every week was to give you the ball 25 or 30 times, that's fine?
Oh, I'm just fine with it, man. If that's the game plan. Like I said, the game's much bigger than me. I know we got a lot of plays, a lot of, you know, great players on our team. But, you know, as an athlete and a competitor, you want the ball every play. But you can't have the ball every play. So, you know, that's just me being a kid at the same time.
Trent, do you get accustomed to a fullback? And if so, you know, changing to Alex last week, how did that affect you?
You know, you can't replace what Owen do. But, you know, Alex, he did a great job last week. And, you know, just him in front of me, you know, it worked out pretty good. You know, we got touchdowns, we got a touchdown, and we got first downs, and, you know, we was able to move the ball and, you know, waste a lot of time off that clock, you know, for they wouldn't be able to score. And, you know, he did a lot of good stuff, you know, as far as, you know, having us in good field position. You know, when he was in, he was hitting the hole just as hard as I was. So, you know, I had a lot of, you know, confidence when he was back there.
How are you feeling this week with the ribs?
It's getting better. It's getting better. You know, like I said, it's just day to day. You know, when it be 100%, I don't know. You know, it's going to happen over time. But, you know, on Sunday, I feel like I'm 100%, so it really don't matter, you know, as of right now. I mean, you know, in the week, it's, you know, it's a little sore. Other than that, and like I said, Sunday, I'm 100%.
How do you balance wanting the ball all the time with not being coming off as a selfish guy?
I was being blessed to be humble, man. Like I said, if they want me to run the ball, I'm going to run the ball. If they want, you know, pass ball, they can pass the ball. If OB in the game, I'm a cheerleader for him. If Montario in the game, I'm a cheerleader for him. If B-Jack in the game, I'm a big cheerleader for him. So it don't matter, man. As long as we winning, I'm happy with it.
Hey, I know you want to make the most out of every carry, but have you had to kind of learn that, okay, if it's not there, I just got to get a little bit that I can instead of maybe trying to kick it outside and doing more, which, you know, you were able to do easily at college?
Oh, yeah. And like I said, you got to learn at this level that, you know, everybody's All-Americans. Everybody's, you know, pros. So you got to realize that you're not going to be able to beat, you know, teams to the outside, which you usually do, especially when you're coming out of college. You know, you got to be able to be a professional. And so you got to be able to conserve your body at certain times, too. You can't let them hold you up and take free hits off you, too. So you got to be a pro by everything you do.
Is that something you've had to kind of learn the hard way here?
And I'm still learning. It's hard for me, you know, just to go down. That's just being me. And so, and I don't think I'm going to change that no time soon. You know, even with the rib injury, that's just me. I hate to go down, and I hate for one man to be tackling me. So I'm going to still, you know, play my game.
I know it's only 8 weeks, but with Brandon, do you feel like he gives you the matchup at quarterback where you can compete at that position going into every game?
Oh, yeah. But with Brandon back there, man, he's, you know, he's just as good in the quarterback it is out there. And I put him up with any quarterback because, you know, Brandon made wise decisions, man, and he's getting confident back there, and he's being more poised in the pocket. You know, one thing you learn about Brandon, you watch him on film, he's going to stay in that pocket. He ain't scared to take a hit either.
Hey, Trent, when you look at those third and ones, what are the main coaching points that you're getting from the coaching staff, and how hungry are you to convert one of those?
Really, they just tell me you got to do whatever, you know, to get the first down. And, you know, that's one thing that's always been ingrained. You got to do whatever. If it's dive in there, get down low, jump over the piles, whatever. But we all got to get better at that. We all got to move the pile. We just got to convert, man, and you got to make sure that we're doing whatever it takes to get that first down. And that's the one thing that we're lacking in right now is third downs. And so the one thing we've been working at all week, and that's one thing we'll be better on, you know, this Sunday.
How about Terrell Suggs? Describe what you didn't see him last time. What does he bring?
Terrell Suggs bring a whole different dynamic to the game. I always been a big fan of Terrell Suggs, and Terrell Suggs is one of them guys that's going to hit you in your mouth, you know, from the first snap to the last snap. He's going to go 110% every play, and he's one of them tight guys that not going to get tired of hitting you. And, you know, a lot of guys get tired of hitting me for four whole quarters, but he's one of them guys that don't get tired, and he's going to keep coming at you. And so that's one thing I have been watching on film, you know, from his old tapes. And so, you know, when it comes down to it, we just going to have to man up, and, you know, we're going to have to go blow for blow.
You know, Ray Rice was joking around with some of the reporters in Baltimore saying that he wanted a Trent Richardson jersey. How does that make you feel?
I want a Ray Rice jersey, man. I always been a big fan of Ray. Matter of fact, I talked to him on the phone, you know, a little bit, and, you know, he gave me, you know, big brother, you know, talks and stuff like that. And, you know, he's a great guy, man. And so, you know, if Ray Rice saying he want my jersey, man, I would send him one of my jerseys. that's big, you know, because he will be in Ohio Canton, you know, in the Hall of Fame. And that's, you know, that's a moment that you got to cherish if he's saying that he want one of my jerseys.
When did you talk to him, and what are some of the
I talked to him when I got drafted. He was just telling me, man, you know, at this league, man, you can keep doing what you're doing. Don't never change your game, and, you know, just play smart, man. And you're going to be in this game for a long time. And so, you know, with stuff you're doing, man, you change a lot of game for a lot of running backs right here.
You better get the biggest ovation of anybody in that Cavs game. What was that like?
You know, it's a lot of fun, man, because, you know, at the same time, I'm a fan at the Cavs game. And, you know, I'm cheering on Kyrie them, and so when they put me on camera, they put Brandon on camera first, and I was like, oh, man, this man going to outshine me. And it's going to be funny because they're going to look at me and they don't know who I am. But when they put the camera on me, everybody was, you know, clapping and stuff like that. And I was just really surprised, man, because, you know, like I said, I'm a fan at the same time when I'm out there. So I was clapping myself and trying to get the crowd more crunk. So.
Do you and Ray have similar styles?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. He's a physical guy, and he's one of them guys that, you know, like to get through the tight holes and hit the hole real hard. So, and he's doing a lot in the passing game, you know, if it's blocking or if it's catching, and he's converting a lot on third down. So Ray Rice is one of them guys that never go out.